In the Middle Ages, the idea of a court Jew, an official Jew, Jews that were used by the rulers, by the officers, for these types of delicate negotiations where they did not want to send a member of their own faith, lest that detract from the negotiations. So Chasda ibn Shaprut was able to enlist in the what we would call the Foreign Office, in the State Department of the Muslim rulers of Spain, countless Jews who served as emissaries to the Christian countries and who were able to therefore rise to prominence, to wealth, and to power. Also, many times, it's an interesting, Muslims who had disputes among themselves would be loath to submit it to the Muslim courts for whatever reasons. And we could understand the reasons without specifying them. And therefore, the Jewish Beth Din, the Jewish court, and the Jewish rabbi in the community spent a great deal of his time on non-Jewish disputes, because they held that most of them were incorruptible, and they also held that most of them were wise, and that they could get the matter settled without the political and other pressures. However, as complimentary as that was, again, I'm showing you the double-edged sword of the Golden Age, many a rabbi lost his position, and some even their lives, because matters were submitted to them, non-Jewish matters were submitted to them, and they were decided, and then 5 years later, the other guy won the war or something, and he came back and got even with the rabbi. See, if you're dealing with Jews, nobody ever gets even with the rabbi. But here, there was that type of problem also hung over the heads of the Jews. Now, Chasda ibn Shaprut is also famous for what we would call being the father of medieval Jewish poetry, Hebrew language, Hebrew culture. He was a patron of the arts. And he supported and encouraged Jewish participation in the arts. So the Golden Age of Spain is marked by the development of the Hebrew language, which I'm going to talk to you about in a moment. It's marked by the greatest efforts in Jewish poetry and Jewish literature in the history of the Jewish people. And I'm talking about poetry, non-religious poetry and literature, even though the non-religious poetry and literature was always Jewish, always was religious in one fashion or another. You also have the strong bent of Spanish Jewry towards philosophy, towards Jewish philosophy, understanding and explaining Judaism in a rational, philosophic sense. Now, Chasda ibn Shaprut is the man that gave the underpinnings to that movement. And it is this movement, perhaps more than anything else, that gave Spanish Jewry its indelible stamp. It made it different.